This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. Been a little exciting here. At the end of the week, it's been a little exciting. We did a deploy for a project towards the end of the week, and we really hadn't tested it as much as we could have, should have, whatever we want to say. Wouldn't you know? Nothing is ever easy. Never easy. So, yeah. So, I'm actually leaving the man that I answer to kind of in the lurch, although it's on his side, so that, you know, I was basically just providing moral support. So yeah. But you know, it's just, we blew up last night at our nightly resyncing stuff because we had a couple of things we didn't have quite right, and so I was working today and got those all, and then we ran our first full update, and then we realized that some of the data wasn't quite mapped like we were expecting it to be, and so he's working on trying to get that put together. Thankfully, this isn't a high critical system, so that's why we went ahead and went ahead, even though we knew we hadn't tested it as much as we could, because it's not a high critical system, and if it's Monday before we get it fixed, then it's Monday before we get it fixed. So, anyways, sometimes this happens. So that's that. About ready to wrap up another month, and here in a few days, we're going to be going down to 2 years and 2 months until I retire. So that's fun. The other thing, instead of costumes, I think I've probably mentioned this last week or so, last week and a half, 2 weeks, I've been working on a new little update for my little Lincoln, and I'm just in the final dregs of getting that finished up. I bought myself an Atoto, S8 Ultra Pro something, I don't know, anyways. And I've been getting that all wired up. I actually have it installed and it's working, and you know, there's always a few little compromises here and there that you end up making. But, you know, all in all, it worked out okay. I think it worked out okay. It's, I'm still settling in. I still have a few more things to do in terms of how things ended up working. It didn't quite end up like I wanted it to for Verizon. It looked like I was going to be able to hook it up to Verizon and possibly use that for like my internet access in the car in case I didn't have my phone with me, and then I was going to get a hotspot, and then I was like, you know, for now, we'll just live with this for a while, we'll just move to my phone. It's just there was a lot of going around. It's just going around stuff, and yeah, So about the only thing I don't have that I really wanted to have at this point is that I don't have a SIM card in here that can get to a network such that I can make a 911 call. So I've got to do a little more investigation there. And then the other thing that I have to do is get all the apps that I want to use regularly in the car. I need to get them downloaded onto, appears to be working. Bob can test again, I'll let him know. Yay, okay. So, got that problem taken care of. Whoop, whoop. Hopefully. Okay. Let me just respond to this real quick.
Whoop whoop!
Exclamation point. Aye. So there's that. Anyways, so the whole Android Auto thingy, car thingy, it's been very exciting, you know? It's been fun to do something that's just more mechanical, more electronic, more... it turned out fine. Few little compromises, like I said, but it's fine. It's fine. I got one more cable I need to buy, and there was a grave disappointment with the external microphone, because it came with an external microphone, and thought, oh, that's great, I'll just clip it on the thing, and it was terrible. And when I call now, the call is fine, as long as I don't raise my voice, because apparently the way the microphone is attenuated, I start speaking up, and all of a sudden, I start blowing the input. So the A to D converter is probably cranked up too high, and I've just got to find out where that gets set. Just nudge it back a little bit. Just nudge it back. So all that's fine. Next up, probably next week, we start building the Nudie Day costume. So that'll be fun. Shouldn't take too long on that, so that'll be good. What else? Writing is going fine. I'm already hearing back from beta readers turning in their input, so that's good, that's good, that's good. People are reading the book, finishing it up. I'm on chapter 7, so rounding up to 40,000 words, which is where I'm supposed to be on book 19. So that seems to be going fine. And it seems to be unfolding and developing, and I kind of think I know where I'm going, so we'll see. We'll see how this all works out. So that's good. And what else, what else, what else, what else? Writing, costumes, work. I think we're good. I will have to move along. Move along when I get home. We do have small groups tonight. We are finishing up with our small groups. I think we've got 2 or 3 more sessions, and then we're closed for the summer. We'll probably have a couple of social times because we like to do that, kind of keep the party going a little bit. And so we'll probably do that a couple of times, and then from there, we'll be back on then in September. So I think we've got a couple of more sessions, and then we have a joint session with all the leadership to see how everybody thought it went, and then we'll wrap up year 2 of our small groups. It's been enjoyable. It's been enjoyable. A good group of people, and, you know, it's good to share your lives with others and kind of pray together and you know, hear what people are going through. And so, yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. I'm just looking at my gas, and I've got a quarter of a tank. I'm trying to decide if I think that's enough. Because if it's not enough, then that means I'm going to be pumping gas in my R2-D2-2 costume. So maybe I should pause this and get some gas in my car. That'd probably be a good idea. Anyways, so this week I had, or last week I had come across a talk. And I have heard this man talk before. His name is James Tour, Dr. James Tour. Very intelligent, very accomplished, really extensive knowledge. You know, just somebody who speaks with authority. Lots of fun to listen to him. And he has a really interesting story. I was listening to another podcast about his story, and they do nanotech. And so at the beginning of this particular talk, which was a talk that they did for the Discovery Institute, at the beginning of this particular one, he said, oftentimes, when scientists like me talk, then people will immediately say, well, they're not a real scientist. They're just one of those fringe people. He said, so to let you know that I am a real scientist, he started going down through the different things that they're involved with, he's involved with at this point in his research group, and it's fascinating stuff. Like, they're using lasers to induce graphene, to where they can write patterns in graphene on organic substances, to where he had like a piece of bread there that they had created this graphene diagram on, which the thing about graphene is if you lay it in correctly, you can actually build electronic circuits. And so we talked about, you know, they're working on things like putting on produce, putting an identifier on there as to where it came from, or said we could mark potatoes not only with what field it came from and what region of the country, but potentially they could build electronics into it to have like E. coli sensors on it. They do like carbon nanotube stuff and converting any kind of organic material into graphene, which right now graphene has tons of uses, but it's just really expensive to manufacture. And so they're working on those types of things. One of the things that they were also working on is nano cars, they call them. And I really should get some gas. So I'm going to put this on pause quickly, and then I will be back. Okay, I'm back. Just got to make sure this is running. It is running. Oh, man. I'm about to run out of battery. If I run out of battery, we're done for the week. So we'll do this fast. Anyways, James Tour is the name of this guy, and specifically the YouTube video is the Mystery of Life, Mystery of the Origin of Life. And so what happened is I had like 2 bars on my batteries, and now they're down next to nothing. So wherever we cut out here, we're cutting out here, and if we don't get much, I'll revisit it next week. But anyways, so what had happened is he had filled out a little survey he got by email that basically said, do you think that evolution explains the origin of life, or do you feel like more research is needed? And he said, well, I feel like more research is needed. Well, then because of that, he started getting blacklisted and people weren't approving his proposals and all that kind of stuff. And frankly, it kind of ticked him off a little bit. And he said, not in this video, but in another video, he said, I hadn't paid much attention to origin of life stuff. And he said, I went and started looking at the origin of life stuff, and I realized that it was just all bad. It was just bad science. Because to hear everybody tell, it's like, oh, yes, we've figured out origin of life. That's no big deal. And he said, there are people who actually believe that we've created life. He's very knowledgeable at the nanotech level. One of the things that they do in his lab is they create little nano cars. And these nano cars, when they shine light on them, the little motors in that they've made out of molecules spin at 3 million revolutions per second. I mean, it's just astonishing stuff. They won the first nano car race. So very qualified. And he starts going through in this video, he just starts going through all the different problems there is with starting life, getting life out of nothing in an abiotic environment, prebiotic environment. And it's just astonishing. The complexities, he starts talking about all the complexities that there is in these cells. One of the things, wherever we cut out here, we cut out. One of the things that he was talking about, he said, everyone's trying to figure out how do you get life from nothing. And he said, I talk to these people and say, okay, look, we'll take a cell, we'll kill it, you know, non-destructively. It will have all the machinery there. All of the machinery is there. We'll just stop it. And then all you have to do is restart it. Just make it live again. Can anybody do that? And he said there is uniform silence at that point. Nobody can answer that question because they know. They don't actually know what life is. They don't understand how all this machinery works, and yet they keep talking about how that, oh yeah, well, life just probably started this way. One of the illustrations that he uses is he said, it's like you go, and I'm going fast, wherever we end up on this. He said, it's like you get 20 pounds of sliced turkey meat and you add a gallon of turkey broth and you warm it up a little bit and you stick in a few feathers and then you claim with enough time that'll make a proto turkey. And he said, it's not going to make a proto turkey. So it's a really good talk. It's really, really fascinating. I mean, he's talking about, I'll just go down through the stuff and it's just going to cut out at some point if it hasn't already. Because I'm looking at my notes and there's so much interesting here. So he said every day that goes by, it gets harder and harder to figure out the origin of life. And he said that's because we figured out that it's more and more complex. The closer we look, the more we learn, the more we realize this is amazingly complex. Cells make all their own energy. They have tubulars that help transport materials. And it's not just that they have all this scaffolding in them. They build it to transport the material and then they tear it back down and rebuild it someplace else they need it. He said, it's an amazing factory. He said, nobody has ever done this. He said, nobody has ever built life. So you've got regular molecules do not move towards life. They do not self-organize. He said, you have to have DNA, you have to have non-regular patterns. And he said, DNA has all these non-regular patterns. He said, you basically got four chemicals that you have to have for life. You have to have carbohydrates, you've got to have nucleic acids, you have to have amino acids, you have to have lipids. And he said, no one knows how to build carbohydrates in a prebiotic state. Say, because it's really hard to build carbohydrates. And he has the steps that they go through to actually build carbohydrates. And when he actually shows all the steps they have to go through, you're just like, no. And once you get things built, like the proteins and stuff and the nucleic acid, you've got a handedness problem. Because if you just do it randomly, you get things that are left-handed and right-handed, except all of life is only, I think it's right-handed or it's left-handed. I don't know. All of life is only one way. So you would think if it was completely random, you wouldn't see that. There's just a ton of stuff. And he said, you've got this mass transfer problem is the end-all, be-all killer of any kind of prebiotic spontaneous eruption of life. See, because the problem is you start with a whole mass of stuff and you refine it down, and eventually you run out of raw materials. Well, now you got to go back to the beginning and get these raw materials. And he's talking about the fact that, oh, so let's say it took you 400,000 years randomly to get to this one compound. But you didn't keep track of what you were doing because there's no life there, there's no records, and now all of a sudden you run out. How are you going to get more of those materials? I mean, it just over and over with various things that he talks about, it's really, really a good video. So, highly recommend it. James Tour, T-O-U-R. This was to the Discovery Institute, but he's got his own podcast now, and he's appearing in a lot of different places, and it's called The Mystery of the Origin of Life, and I would be surprised if I'm not run out of batteries at this point. Let me check and see if I'm still running. I'm still running! Oh, the battery's gonna die at some point. So, yes. So, anyways, that was really interesting. It's been a good week. It's been fun this week. God is kind. He's good. He's merciful. I'm just astonished at the wonder of life. And I've been telling more and more people that while I said this before, every day that goes by, I just become more and more convinced that we just have no concept of how much God loves us, how much He wants the best for us. And if we would just live in that assurance, live in that knowledge that He's with us and He will help us, it just changes everything. If you can really get that down into your spirit, that even in the midst of all the noise and the chaos and the anger and the hatred of all that, everything that's going on around us, you know, if we can just live in His love and express that love to others, how important that is, especially now, there are so many people who are so upset about so many things. And we just need to settle into His love and live in His love and let people know that He loves them and that all is well. There is nothing to fear. All is well. It's just these last few years have just, I mean, my whole life has been good, but these last few years have been just so wonderful in terms of coming into more and more assurance of who God is and how much He loves us and how much He wants the best for us. And maybe it's all coming down to the fact that I'm getting, you know, closing in on retirement and all is well, and I can look back on my life and say, wow, that was pretty good. You know, maybe there's just all of that, but gotta tell you, it's really been a wonder to watch God work, and it's gonna be so exciting to see where all this goes, because we live in very exciting times. And it, the more and more things happen, the more difficult it is for me not to just wonder that, yes, this really is the end times, because holy cow, how much worse can it get? I mean, hoy. So yeah, whoa, don't go in the ditch. I'm actually backing up, which I don't normally do coming out of the mailbox, because I'm backing into my garage now because I have a backup camera. I actually went into my garage and laid down some lines, some blue lines, so that it's easier for me to line up the car when I'm rolling it into the garage. So we're gonna try this, just back straight in using my little backup camera that's installed now, and yeah, we'll see how this goes. Oh, need to go a little that way, need to go a little this way, and then I'm gonna have to go, because I have small groups to get good for. Let's see if I run into something here. So yeah, so far so good. Yeah, so far so good. Doing it. Yeah. Oh. Am I gonna run into the table? That's the question. Oop. I think I cleared it. Oop. No, I think maybe I'm okay. I'm okay. All right. Have a great week, everyone. I have made it home.